John.
It's worse than that.
Hello?
Hello.
This is my live?
Yeah.
You're live on 103.7 The Buzz. What can we do for you, John?
Are you alive?
Yeah, barely at my age. You mentioned the O.J. Simpson thing.
Yes.
Something related to it. I was sitting in a bar with my wife in New Orleans this time of the year back in 92 or somewhere back there.
Mm-hmm.
And really enjoying watching these Brazilians watching the World Cup match on TV and watching them and how excited they were and their reactions to everything that was going on.
Great point. Watching people watch soccer.
And all of a sudden, they cut to a picture of a white Bronco moving slowly down the LA freeway.
Yeah.
And these guys just went crazy because they're watching their World Cup match and they couldn't figure out the relevance of this Bronco at all. And they kept cutting back and forth. I thought the guys were going to tear the bar up.
It's funny because I was watching the NBA Finals that night, and I wasn't that upset about it because it was such a crazy story. But it was 94, actually. And but that was a wild time. And it is funny, though. But
they just couldn't figure out what this Bronco had to do with anything at all.
Right.
Cutting away from their football, man.
On a side note, you make a valid point, John, that watching people who are passionate about whether it's football, basketball, baseball, golf, or soccer, golf, not so much, but. Watching them watch it is awesome, and you can totally get caught up in it. So even if you're a marginal soccer fan, I suggest you get around a bunch of other very passionate soccer fans because you will get caught up in it. It's impossible not to.
Well, it was kind of funny and sad at the same time.
I'd say awesome and totally spectacular, but that's me.
I did spend the majority of yesterday's game watching the folks celebrate.
It's
in
fun.
The corner. I mean, they were going nuts.
I'm
that last goal, they were going nuts. I was just looking at them and smiling and happy for them. I was more happy for them than I think for the USA team.
Bro, my 7-year-old didn't even know what was going on. He was devastated when Ghana scored.
Did they score?
Are we going to lose?
Do you know what that means?
John.
Hey, what's up?
Are you in Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yes, I am.
Why are you calling us?
Well,
you should be outside celebrating being in Fort Lauderdale or maybe planning your trip down the Keys. I mean, you got so many great things to do. South Beach.
It's raining here right now, by the way, but just happened to be scanning Facebook, and, you know, I know our coach is, like, trying to be hip, you know, wearing headphones, coming off the bus and social media and
Which
all.
Coach is this?
This would be Coach Bielema.
Yeah, exactly.
Our coach?
He needs
talking
to
about Jurgen
Klinsmann. Rein in the players a little bit on social media, and I'm going to leave it at that because you will see today exactly what I'm talking about. It's really amazing that we are probably right now the worst team in the conference, and we post stuff on Facebook that can be seen nationwide. I mean, it's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
Look, don't worry.
I put the message up there for you, Pat.
You're the guy that answered the phone knows what I'm talking about. But
well, just say it. What is it, first of all?
Second
of all, it's
no, no, I'm not gonna open a can of worms.
You just did.
No, now I want to know more than ever.
Plus, the other thing is, John, it's a gross overstatement. Hang on. It's a gross overstatement to say that Arkansas has the worst program. Or the worst team
program.
In this.
I said the worst team right now.
Well, they don't have the worst team in the conference. That's not
well,
true.
Well, they lost every single game. Arguably. Okay, is that better? Arguably.
It's not really
teams?
Arguable, but okay. They have the worst team in the West. I'll give you that.
Okay, but to be not near the top and to be posting stuff on Facebook and just playing the social media game when you don't catch any
Who
of the good teams
it?
Doing crap. No, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to open a can of worms.
Okay, you know what? You already opened the can of worms. Hang on a second, John. I'll get back to you. Matt, can you just tell me? Because I don't want to play this game.
Alex Collins.
What did he post?
I'm not friends with him on Facebook.
What happened?
Well, you don't have to be friends with him, do you?
Let me see here.
Let's see here.
We can all look.
Okay, John, thanks for not opening the can of worms. What is it exactly?
I don't go on Facebook.
What's bothering you? John?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's not... Did you see the picture?
No.
I see a picture.
Okay, well, go to it.
I see a picture with Alex Collins. Yeah.
Do you think that's appropriate to be posted on Facebook if you're a member of the Arkansas Razorback football team?
If you're talking about the picture of Alex Collins sitting on a couch with a girl in his lap.
With no shirt on. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
kind of guy.
Yeah, I think that's totally appropriate. What's wrong?
I'm not going to wear a shirt tomorrow at the Wild River Country.
Okay, guys. I just thought I'd bring it up. You can discuss it with the rest of the people there.
Hang on. What exactly is offending you about it? Maybe they were sitting at the pool or they just come inside.
Okay, look at the picture. You tell me if you think that's appropriate. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's appropriate for Arkansas to be represented that way. Any player doing that, having a girl sitting on his lap with no shirt on in his apartment. That's my opinion.
How do you know that's his apartment? Have you been in his apartment? Or are you stalking him?
in a residential area. It's not a pool. You can tell it's inside.
I can't tell. Maybe
discuss it with you guys up there, because I know Arkansas is a lot more conservative than Fort Lauderdale.
Okay,
Florida.
So you're telling me it's an issue because he's black and she's white? Is that what you're saying?
It has to do with the appropriateness of the picture with him, a girl sitting on his lap and he's got no shirt on. You could be a white guy. It doesn't matter.
I think I could show that to 50 people today and not one single person would think it was inappropriate.
I think you're wrong, too, okay?
I don't know why you're making a big deal about this. Why are you so uptight about it? What's your issue? Hello? Okay, that's the total punk move right
he
there.
He had the perfect forum to say whatever he wanted to, and he didn't get to
it. You call, if you're going to call up and make a totally pointless rant about something so trivial and stupid as that, at least sit on the line there so I can abuse you for your stupidity. You're taking all the fun out of sports talk radio. If you're going to be a complete moron, and you're going to go to the trouble of calling us from Fort Lauderdale, freaking Florida, to make an ignorant, stupid, pointless rant, at least sit there so I can point out to you why you're so ignorant and stupid.
Let me see the picture again.
You're taking all the fun out of my job. Irritating.
I would,
What is inappropriate about that?
You know.
Must be a complete moron. My great-grandmother doesn't think that's inappropriate. I mean, it's not like you're sitting there naked. I mean, come on, dude. She's fully clothed. You know what that was? That was a thinly and poorly veiled racist call, I think, is what that was. Guarantee you, if that chick is black, he doesn't call. Get a life, homeboy. You seriously have serious issues. I'm worried for you. I'll go home and say a prayer for you. But don't take the fun out of my job. I don't get very many people who call up who are as stupid as you. So when I get ignoramuses who call like you, I want a shot at explaining to them all the reasons why they're stupid. Don't take that away from me again. Very disappointing. So upset right now. Golly. I mean, that is just like, you serve it up on a silver platter and then run away like a little girl? No offense. No offense to little girls. All right. Matt, you've got to quit doing that.
I'm sorry. I mean,
please,
Smith.
Please
sorry.
Please don't
sorry.
Do that. Because I'm going to say it one of these days, and you're going to get everybody in
That's
trouble.
That's what I call them, though,
Whatever
too.
Their name is, just put it up there.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, Bubba. What's up, Tommy the Smith?
When you said you couldn't find anybody more stupid, I can see where that guy's coming from.
Really?
I'm on your side on this one, believe it or not. But if a picture had been posted last year of Manziel sitting on a couch with some chick, black or white, it don't matter. Somebody would have taken a shot at him. Somebody would have found that offensive. Somebody somewhere. And this guy's point, I think, was with Arkansas being somewhat of a bottom feeder right now, we shouldn't be displaying that. I'm not saying that's right.
We aren't displaying it. It's a college kid posting a picture of a girl that he may be involved in an intimate relationship.
It looked like they were studying.
Within his right. And guess what? I'm sure I've got – let me just say this, Tommy. I'm sure I've – hang on.
I haven't seen the picture.
Okay, look at the picture. It's him sitting with his shirt off on a couch with a girl who's fully clothed. And I guarantee you, I have some now, and I will have many more pictures of me sitting down with my shirt off, whether I'm at the beach or on vacation, with my wife in my lap. It is no different. And whether or not he's in an apartment, at the beach, at the top of the Empire State Building, or on the moon, it doesn't make any difference.
I'm just saying, in defense of him, that a year ago, 2 years ago, if we had seen a picture like that of Manziel, somebody, maybe not you, but somebody somewhere would have said, look at this guy, what's he doing?
Yeah, they did that because every time he does anything, every time he farts, it becomes a news story, but that's because he's Johnny Manziel. This is not a story, and it won't become a story. It's just a moron calling. All I would say in that guy's defense is, if you eat too many of your own boogers, sometimes your brain fails to function properly. Keep it in mind. Tommy,
no
you're the best, though, and I appreciate you.
There's no need to bring RJ into this.
No, RJ is RJ is a poet laureate and an atom-splitting individual by comparison to this guy.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm going to show my total level of stupidity now. It's online?
Yes, on Facebook.
I'll have to wait till my wife gets home. I'll see you guys later.
All right, goodbye. Birthday trivia.
All right.
You know what? We'll hold off on this. I'll do it after the
break. We kind of got sidetracked a little bit there.
We got to do it now, Justin. We got other.
Kev Dog wants to say what's up.
Okay.
We can do it quick, though.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get Bruno in. He wants to talk World Cup.
Bruno, my boy.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, this is Kevin out of Little Rock. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to give Akery some props. I loved hearing the passion there because that guy was just absolutely ignorant. Yeah. I mean, he was probably jealous because he's never had a stature of that, and he's also jealous because he's probably never had a woman like that sit in his lap.
Yeah.
You know, so just props for the passion. Cut his head off.
Here's the other thing. If you're sitting quietly at home and being offended by it, that's one thing. But to go to the trouble of calling a sports talk radio show to call attention to the fact that our star running back is sitting there with, oh, my God, his shirt is off, which I think by societal norms is okay in most situations.
How come people always get upset with me when I take my shirt off?
Because you're doing it in a public place. He's doing it in a residence.
So what? Big deal.
If you're at a swimming pool, it's okay.
I wouldn't own a shirt if I was as ripped as Alex Collins, first of all.
I wouldn't, exactly.
If he was a normal individual, he would be trying to get a tee time right now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Being in Florida, Potterdale. But anyway, guys.
Speaking of that. Thank you. I appreciate the call. I will say this. Alex Collins could show up at just about any country club in the state of Arkansas and play with no shirt on, I will guess.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
Okay, thank you.
Him and John Daly.
Okay.
No shoes and no shirt.
No problem.
No problem.
Exactly. Bruno.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
What's going on, bud?
I don't know. What's up with you?
Bruno!
Pat, what's going on, Big Bay?
Bad boy!
Hey. Just keep the peace, brother, because it's a World Cup. You know, everybody's having fun, and the guy, he doesn't know how to have fun.
No doubt about it.